Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambo. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambo.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tough Talk Radio. We're going to have to get that commercial switched up because today it is your host, Mike Calderwood. Tony had some last-minute things he had to take care of and asked me to guest host the show. So you've got me this morning. I don't know if we're going to still call it tough talk or soft talk or what. I am definitely not as tough as Tony Gambone. If you've read his book and seen the road he's been down, this is going to be soft talk with Mike Calderwood today. But anyhow, welcome to the show. We got a great show for you today. We got a couple awesome guests. You know, I've known Tony for about a year now, and it's been a really great little journey of getting to know him. And him and I sit down just about every Friday morning for a couple hours, and we mastermind and we coach and mentor each other. I've grown closer to him and his wife and their family and part of his networking groups and things like that. He's just an overall good guy. And one of the things that I really like about Tony and what he does is he's passionate about helping people on multiple levels. He's been down kind of an interesting road with his health and other things like that. And he's found ways to take those stories, make them extremely compelling, and help people grow their businesses, improve their lives, and improve their personal development and leadership and things like that. And he does most of this with a program called Gamble. And that's what he generally talks about on his two radio shows, Workshop Wednesdays and Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, each week. And I'm going to try to stick a little bit to that theme this morning with Gamble. You know, we have, it's an acronym that stands for Growth, Accountability, Marketing, Beliefs, Leverage, and Enjoyment. I'm going to talk to you today about enjoyment as we move into the holidays and, you know, spending time with loved ones and relatives and all these things. Holiday season, about what it's meant to be about, enjoying time with loved ones, you know, focusing on God and not commercializing it for ourselves, right? But when I think about enjoyment, and not just the holiday season, but enjoyment in life in general and how that plays a role in our overall success, it's really an amazing thing. Because as we grow in our businesses and our careers as leaders, as our family grows, as we add new dynamics to our life, one of the things that often falls to the wayside is our health, our wellness, and our enjoyment, right? As work or business pulls more and more and more demand on us, we often lose sight of our passion. We often lose sight of the things that we really enjoy doing because we're doing some things that we feel we have to do, right? And that's a big difference. It doesn't seem like a big difference, but it's a big difference, right? We want to do something, and we have to do something. It's a mindset. And when Tony talks about the B in beliefs, that's really what he's talking about, is your fears, your uncertainties, your doubts. But we're focusing on enjoyment here. So, you know, one of the things I want to tell you is, how is your passion showing up in your business, in your life? How are you taking time to balance those things out? Have you let some things go? Have you let your health go because work is demanding more hours from you? Have you let go of some of the favorite things you like to do because you have to work extra hours? I was talking to an entrepreneur. I'm a business coach, and I work with small business owners all the time. I was talking to a business owner who's done pretty well for himself over the years. He's been in business almost 20 years, I think 16, 17 years, and if I remember correctly. And I asked him, you know, when's the last time you went on a vacation? He said, you don't understand, I can't go on vacation. I said, but you're making plenty of money. He goes, yeah, but my business will will shut down if I leave for 2 weeks. Right? He was trapped. He was letting the things that he wanted to do continue to be, I will do that eventually, so that he could do business now. And when he contacted me, he was actually resentful of his business. That was how his initial contact came about. So I challenge you, are you looking at the things that make you the happiest, and are you fitting those into your life? Are you taking your passions? Are you making time for enjoyment? And is it showing up in your day-to-day? And what I mean by that is if we're work, 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 business, 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 all the time, and we can never put on our happy face and we can never, you know, step back and take a breath, or as my mom used to say, take a moment to smell the roses, right? If we never do that, how are we showing up in the business world? Right? When we take time to do the things we enjoy, it refreshes us, it recharges us, it re-energizes us. And we show up in the marketplace differently, happier, more attractive, not in a physical sense, but in a worldly sense where people are more apt to want to be around you because you're happy, you're taking time to enjoy life and live some of your passions. Another part of enjoyment is living your passion through what you do for a living. If you're a business owner, if you're a career person, it doesn't matter. Maybe you're an at-home mom, it doesn't matter. Why'd you do what you do to begin with? What was the driving force that you were excited about when you became what you are? Doctor, lawyer, entrepreneur, investor, masseuse, accountant, whatever it is. What was the big compelling reason why you took the plunge into doing what you do? And is that passion still alive? Is it still showing up? Because, see, we don't need to just find enjoyment outside of what we do. We can find enjoyment right inside of what we do each day, every day. What springs you out of bed in the morning? Gets you fired up to do what you do. So I got two great guests for you today. And I'm really excited about this because I just made up that entire segue, that entire monologue to try to fit all this together last minute. So I hope that was somewhat good for you. Two awesome guests. I have Michelle Barr is going to be our first guest. She's going to be coming up right after the commercial break. And she helps intuitive women find their passion and monetize it. What better way to go through life than to find a business model that fits your passion perfectly and monetize it? So we're going to go to commercial break. We're going to come back, and we're going to meet Michelle Barr and find out how she's helping intuitive women monetize their passions. Let's go to commercial break, come back, and meet Michelle.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. You're with Mike Calderwood, guest host, standing in for Tony Gambone on the Tough Talk Radio Network, and this is his Tough Talk Radio Show. And, you know, I was making some jokes in the beginning. You know, I'm not the Tough Talk guy, and Tony's so good at that Tough Talk mantra, that way of being and asking those tough questions. He's got that voice and everything else. So we're having some fun this morning, but I did try to stick with his program, his gamble program. We've been talking about enjoyment this morning. And I think that, you know, the best thing in the world, like if you can just envision the best possible scenario for business or work is to work or do the thing that you're most passionate about. And I think that's where real enjoyment would come into play, right? Think about an athlete or somebody like that, right? They're really passionate about playing a sport. And then if they make it to that level where they can make money playing that sport, that's kind of like the ultimate passion, right? The ultimate enjoyment, getting paid to do what I love to do, right? So we've got our first guest coming on, and it's Michelle Barr. And her website is intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com. And I've been poking around. She's got a couple websites reading about her. And she's passionate about helping women find their passions, develop a vision for those passions, a dream, if you will, and take that dream and don't just leave it a dream, but turning it into a tangible, easy to implement, step-by-step plan to create a successful business that you can make money in while living that passion. How cool is that? Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on. I'm sorry you didn't get Tony this morning. You're stuck with, you know, the step-down version, but we're going to have some fun anyhow. You know, I'm looking at your website, and you got some really cool things going on. But so the listeners can get to know you a little bit, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to this point in your life?
Yes, I loved what you were talking about this morning because that's been a big piece in my own journey. Times when I would go out and do things because I loved it and it felt good and it was very much who I am and what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing in the world, then I couldn't make money at it. Then I would go do things that I felt I could make money at and I wasn't enjoying my life. I was overworking and then I couldn't do any of the things I love. So being able to build a lifestyle business like that is such an amazing thing. And for me, I've always known that I'm a helper and healer, and I've just expressed that in a lot of different ways. And so first I was a mental health therapist, and I felt like there were things that could work for people to help them that I couldn't do within those guidelines and those restrictions and under that license. And I felt there was a spiritual component missing, that no matter what people's beliefs are, there's always a spiritual component in any crisis. And I felt really called to go to seminary. I went to seminary, and then I became a hospital chaplain. And so then I was working with people on their spiritual journey. So first it was very much personal growth, then spiritual journey, and all of these were pieces of me. And then I really got to that place where I felt like, what if I could bring all the pieces of myself together and create my own business where I could express all of that? And that's when I created and started growing and evolving what I do now, where I bring the counselor and I bring the chaplain and all the personal and spiritual growth. But I also get to do coaching, and I get to work with alternative and complementary medicine ideas and some of that energy psychology. So I have the ability to be both a strategist and an intuitive, and so I bring those together, and I work on mindset while I'm also working on business growth, and I've found my sweet spot, and that's what I do now.
Excellent. So, you know, I heard a lot of things in there, and it's really quite amazing to me, because I think the missing piece and the hard part for most people is what you're saying sounds so fantastic, right? And I've been kind of down a similar journey as you. I'm kind of just more raw business coaching, you know. I'm hoping you've already found your passion by the time you get to me, okay?
And, yeah.
But for me, I did go through a process of frustration as an entrepreneur, frustration in the business world as well, and then had to kind of find my way and find my passion. And I kind of honestly stumbled into mine, okay, in a weird way. Tell us how that transition happened for you, that you went from this kind of frustrated person, you know, doing these things. I'm reading a little bit on your website here. You know, you've been frustrated, you've been down, you felt trapped, all these things. What changed? Where did the switch happen where you were able to go, no, I'm more than this. I know what I want. I know what I'm good at. I know what gifts I have, and I'm going to bring them to the world. How did that just change for you?
I found that I was doing what a lot of my clients, when they come to me, are doing. They have these natural gifts, and my clients are very motivated by life calling and a purpose. So it's the thing they're doing anyway out in the world that people always call them for, come to them for. No matter what job I would get into, I would end up doing work instead of whatever the job was. But they're giving it away for free because they value it. Work they love and trying to get passion on the side. And I got to make big news, and I got yet another job where I'm trying to express myself.
Michelle, real quickly, you're breaking up quite a bit there. Is there a spot you can move to? Are you driving that you can go to?
No,
I'm having a hard time here.
I'm sitting in my office. You hear me better?
It's about the same right now.
All right, let me see if I can move.
Whatever you just did right there when you said that, that's nice and clear.
Okay, good. Yes, I want y'all to be able to hear me clearly.
Yep, there you go.
And so really, it is that point. I think it starts inside when you just get so tired of living like that. What I explain it as is I was living by default. I was doing all the right things that I should do, and I had all these stories about what I have to do and what I should do and what I shouldn't and can't do. And I finally got to that place where this is what I have to do to be happy. And so when you talked at the beginning about enjoyment, you're right. When you're no longer enjoying your life, that work just takes such a toll on you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I'm kind of a black and white guy. You know, I look at it like this. Look, if I'm not happy, something's got to change. And I'll just kind of find a way to force that change. But that's not everybody's reality. You know, sometimes we feel trapped, and you said some key words in there. You know, you were doing things that you felt you had to do. And I think that when we feel we have to do something, it disempowers us. But when we want to do something, it's more empowering. And I believe that you can be right where you're at and shift that mindset. What are your thoughts on that?
That is such a great distinction, and it's so subtle it gets lost sometimes, because you're right. We all have these desires inside of us, and we have been programmed and conditioned, and we have all kinds of beliefs not to honor those and put those at the top. They're really what lead us to our purpose and to what will work for us if we are willing to do it. And so instead, we do get caught up in, I was a wife and a mother. Yeah, I see people now all the time living the life of their dreams with all that. I kept putting my off. Someday when I can do this, and I found it was all my own stories and my own stuff, and I had totally created it. And I got really sick, and I actually had this undiagnosed illness for 7 years. I got really sick, and I feel like that was a giant wake-up call, because of the stress of not being who I am and doing what I'm called to do, and the desire got so strong. And I kept shoving it down and trying to make things fit. And it really was a wake-up call for me. I love you talking about that. Follow your desire and get out of that what you should be doing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Desire is a powerful thing. And it's part of us, right? So when we try to push it down, it keeps coming up. and the other side of us are our own beliefs and our fears and our limiting beliefs and things like that, that are battling with that desire. And it robs us. It steals our energy. It brings us down. It changes our moods, our attitudes. And over a long period of time, it can really harden you and affect you. So one of the things that I try to focus on in my life is listening to that little part of me that, because I know, you know, I'm a business coach, I'm successful, you're a coach, you're successful, but we still have the same things. We still have those little thoughts from our past that come in and haunt us and try to hold us back. So I think that that's all about, you know, raising that awareness that, look, there's something tapping you on the shoulder here, and you should probably kind of take it seriously. But you've got this negative thought over here, you know, seeping in, and you've got this little internal conflict. People usually think a conflict is, you know, road rage or, you know, trying to get that last Christmas gift, you know, on the shelf from somebody else. But conflict can be internal, right? And so we're in this constant battle of, you know, letting our passions and our desires really just come out and then letting our thoughts and our fears push them back down. What would you say to the listeners for that one listener or whatever that might be out there right in the midst of that struggle right now?
I think what I have learned, what you're talking about, is that desire is there for a reason. And I now believe if you have that desire, it is because a way is available to you. And you're right, we get into those fears. And you know, I'm sure, as I have found, I tell people now, building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course that you could ever enroll in. And so it will grow you. And so everything that you want is on the other side of that fear. And you hear that so much now, but I have to say it's absolutely true. What shows up first is our fears, trying to keep us safe and comfortable and not move forward. But there is that push. And I'll tell you, the first business I created was a very expensive hobby, and then I hired a business coach, which you can appreciate, and from then on. So I didn't do it on my own. I had to get help and coaching, and I haven't been without a business coach in years now, and I wouldn't. So some of it is that breaking through, dealing with that internal struggle, because it will grow you.
Yeah, you know, and I love that. Every great coach needs a coach, right? You know, I was interviewing on my radio show a few months back, or in early November, I think it was, a gentleman named Jeff Shaw. He's an expert in sales, great guru, speaker, motivator. And I went to one of his seminars, and I kind of adopted this statement he made, and I'm still giving him credit for it. I think by 2015, I'm going to try owning it, see what he says. No, I'm joking. But he says, in every moment of discomfort, there's a moment of choice. And then he goes on to say, you have the freedom to make the choice, but you don't have the freedom of the consequence of the choice. And I think, and for everybody, that was Jeff Shore, and so not my brilliance here. And I think that is almost fitting here. I think that's a little bit more cut and dry, but what you're saying is, you know, if we don't choose to allow that passion or follow that passion and do the things that we need to do, if we don't choose to hire a business coach or the right business coach, if we're at a place in our life where we want to really take a look at our passion and turn that into a business model, you have a choice to make. And that choice is actually simple. You're either going to do it or you're not, but it's a consequence that's not so simple. I'm looking at your website. Are you ready to start a profitable, freedom-based business in 2015? If any of the listeners out there thinking, yeah, that would be awesome, you need to go to intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com. And I'm going to let Michelle talk about this free, yes, I said free, complimentary, she's giving this to you, 7-day business building mini course for intuitive women. Michelle, talk about this course, who it's for, where they already need to be, and what they're going to get out of it.
I really created this course because when people come to me, they're in that place of, I don't know how to make this work or happen, and I'm going to have to go get a job, or I want to leave my job, and they just don't know how to even start. And so I created this to really get people focused. One of my skills is to help people be in business right now, identify what you can sell right now, and start being in business and making money so you can build and grow a business that supports and sustains you and the life you want to live. So it works with both the mindset but also strategies in that 7 days that you can choose from and take out and implement right away and see results. And it also comes with a training video that teaches you what you need to know to start and build a business. So it is really for people that are in that struggle place, what they're doing is not working, or they don't even know how to start. They've gotten stuck and stopped.
Okay, excellent. And what? So, you know, I'm looking here. In these 7 lessons, you will learn how to be in business now and get your first clients even before you're ready. I love that, by the way, because I'm kind of like the cart before the horse guy. And then the second thing is what you can sell today and how to talk about it. And then the third thing, one simple step you can take immediately to go from giving yourself away to charging what you're worth. I want to talk about that right there because here's one thing I know. Conceptually, this sounds awesome. And there's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of guys out there, a lot of people in general that think, man, this would be so cool having a business, you know, living my passion, getting my first clients, all that, taking those steps. But here's another thing I know. When they go and they do that first complimentary 30-minute consultation or something like that with their first prospect, at some point they have to ask for money.
Yes.
And that's a hard thing. And I know that a lot of my clients who are coaches, consultants, mentors, anything like that, well, they're excellent at building a relationship. They're excellent at all these different things. But what they're not good at is valuing themselves against the market, the competition, and all those other things. So how are you helping people? Obviously, there's a confidence component to it, and you can talk about that if you like. How are you helping people to overcome or not overcome, let me say that differently, really understand what they're worth?
You know, you bring up a great point, and it is, it's every client and potential client's mind story because it's a story also. And so they come to me with that. I have this thing inside of me, these gifts. People say what I do creates great results if they can't ask for money. And it really is value and worth issue. And so we start working on that, both from the inside and building new beliefs. So I have to help them get actual skills to have those conversations. First, I have to help them put things together in a way they can have confidence selling it. And then I also have to work on that mindset because they also are a lot of times coming from a place of, this is something I should just give away. They don't recognize the value because it's their greatest gift, but it's the most natural to them. So they take for granted a lot of times that not everyone has those gifts. And so I have to help them see that. And I help them right away. I have very strategic ways where it's kind of like weaning someone off a pacifier. I wean them off giving their services away for free. I'm really good at chunking things down into systems and processes, but I understand how it works for them. So telling them stop doing that won't work. So I really understand how they operate and how they think, and then I help them with that.
Awesome. Guys, we're on with Michelle Barr, intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com. Michelle, we're running out of time here. I want the listeners to know they can go over to intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com. Michelle's done something really cool here that I always recommend to people, and she's made it very easy for you to get involved in what she's doing. If you go to intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com, read a little bit about her program. Right on the right-hand side there, get the free 7-day mini course. Enter your first name, your email address, click get instant access. Guys, it doesn't get easier than that. to be able to move your business forward. Look, I want to just read this one part of her website here to wrap this up, and then I'm going to give you one opportunity, Michelle, just to tell the people how they might want to connect with you. So, guys, intuitive women, this is for you if you're having trouble creating a sustainable business that supports you and your vision. This is for you if you're if you aren't happy with where you are. This is for you if you're struggling to get consistent results. And this is for you if you need cash flowing in your business so you can be in a business and stay in a business. As a business coach, I work with a lot of small business owners. I know that a lot of people out there are in one of, if not four of those categories. So again, get over to intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com. Check out what Michelle's doing. Sign up for her 7-day mini course and get involved in her world. Now, I just connected with you on Facebook last night, Michelle, and you haven't accepted that friend request yet, and that hurts my feelings just a little bit. I'm going to be okay, though. No, I'm kidding. How do you want the people that aren't ready to dive in to come into your world? Is it Facebook? Is it LinkedIn? How would you like to for people to connect with you?
I love that you bring that up because I connect throughout my entire business through Facebook. I'm on that every day, inspiring and motivating. And I do talk when people show up. I talk to them personally, and I respond back. So I'd love for you to come and connect with me. And you can find me on Facebook.com at Michelle B. Barr. And so connecting with me that way as well as through my website. I really have a community I've built, and it's an interactive community, and I love to get to know people.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Michelle, I just also found something else out. The producer is emailing me as we're speaking here. Our second guest had something come up. How would you like to come back on after the commercial break and chat for a few more minutes? Do you have a few more minutes?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Let's go to commercial break, Wendy, and when we come back, we'll talk with Michelle just a little bit more and see how she, you know, just find out more of what she's doing. Let's go to commercial break.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. You're listening to Tough Talk Radio. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and I'm your guest host today, Mike Calder. And before the break, we're talking to Michelle Barr, and you know, it's an amazing thing what different people do. In our monologue today, we're talking a little bit about enjoyment and being able to find and balance that life, passion, enjoyment, wellness, all these different things. And during the commercial break, I hopped over to Michelle's other website, which is michellebarr.com. And I'm just kind of reading around here. And right on the top page, I just love this statement: transform your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business. Your fast path from calling to cash. What a cool statement, right? And we're, all of us might see that, and we might say, oh, that's really cool. And we get, you know, a little fired up. We get a little, warm feeling in our belly, and we're ready to go, right? We're ready to go. We're ready to take that passion that we have, some dream, some desire. We're going to rekindle it. We're going to, you know, stoke the flames a little bit, and we're going to take a step, right? And that step is to call somebody, right? It's to reach out to somebody like Michelle Barr and say, Michelle, I'm ready. I have my passion. Let's do this, right? But you don't take that step right away, you know? You got to think about it because we're in this world of, you know, overanalyzing everything and being, you know, paralysis by analysis. So we let the fire, you know, settle down a little bit, and that burning in our belly goes away. And then, you know, the alarm clock goes off and we go to work and we've pushed it down again. But Michelle, see, she's going to help you if you just pick up the phone. If you just go over to intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com and put in your name and email address, she's going to help you. She's not only going to help you stoke that fire and keep it alive, but she's going to help you realize it. And that's where, guys, that's where life transformation happens, is when we can realize our dreams and put it into true context. Michelle, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around through the break and spending more time with our listeners.
Yes, I love doing it. I love being able to talk about all this. It's fascinating to me, and I love it, and it's really important. There was something that you brought up earlier, and now that we have more time, I wanted to just kind of go back to this important piece that I teach that you brought up, and that is that making a change. Because you asked me, what did I finally do to change it? And I teach that we are never static. We're always making a choice, and there's a choice point in every moment. And you're always moving either toward or away from what you want. And so sometimes people think, well, I'll have to take all these big, gigantic steps, jump out of my job, do all these things. I have a lot of people who come to me, and we transition them out of their job over a long period of time. It is more about every day recognizing those choice points and taking aligned actions and making choices that move you toward what you want, and noticing whenever you make a choice that moves you away from what you want.
I love that. You know, I think the biggest key in that, what you just said, is we're constantly making decisions. It's all day long. It's constant.
Yeah.
Left or right, stop or go, eat or don't eat, what to watch, what to listen to, take a break, don't take a break. We're constantly in decision-making mode, but what we do is we're routine-based, right? So we just start making decisions subconsciously based on comfort. And it's when we take a look and make a conscious effort to get uncomfortable, we experience change. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. And so people compartmentalize. They don't realize all those decisions they're making every day. Even when you said we choose what we listen to, when I started on this journey, consciously listening, loading my phone and having CDs that I'm with my mentors, my teachers, workshops. I'm driving in my car and listening to music that really raises my energy and fuels me with that, and making those conscious choices to do things that not others do. And it is really about getting very clear on that and very focused.
Clarity and focus. I love that. You know, clarity is really an interesting thing. My guest last week, David Long, he's a leadership expert, wrote a book called Built to Lead, I believe it's called. Really good book. And we're talking about clarity. And he said, and I love this, he goes, his dad told him when he was young, you know, how you perceive life is like looking through a piece of perfectly clear, high-grade glass. Everything looks just as it should. But through time, our glass gets dirt, and it gets smudged, and it gets different things on it that really become obstacles to our clarity, right? So I know that when somebody comes to your website, intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com, and signs up for your program, they're bringing that stained glass. They're not bringing a clear piece of glass to you. And that probably scares them a little bit. That probably worries them, like, you know what, I'm coming, but I'm thinking about putting my name, I'm thinking about putting my email address in, but I'm afraid. I mean, what if I fail? What if I take a step and, you know, I've got this little secure thing over here and I get my money each week and it's, you know, when I really look at it, it's not that bad, right? And all these stains start to pop up and their decision-making becomes unclear. What would you say to those people?
Yes, we do. We talk ourselves out of things all the time like that because of fear and discomfort and not believing ourselves. And so, again, I do have people I work with that I call ledge leapers, and then I have people I work with that are baby steppers. And there is a point where if you're not a ledge leaper, the stress of doing that actually works against you. And so it makes me think of one client I had who came to me who had worked in the same government job for 33 years, and I can't even imagine something like that. And she had never used her gifts in that way, and she was ready to retire and facing that, and even she needed to be stepped out. And so we start bringing in, this goes back to what you're talking about in the very beginning, the first thing we do, start reminding her of what she loves, bringing that back into her life, because some people can't just make what they perceive this giant shift, and it's really about the baby steps and the things you do every day. That's how I built my business, because what I have now, I didn't even know it existed, so I could not have planned it. I just kept showing up every day, saying yes, and stepping into it. And so for people that are at a point of, do I even put my name in this and open this Pandora's box and find out what I could do if I were willing to change, they just have to take that first step and then the next step. And we love to get into the hows and we want to know how it's all going to work, but it's organic. And so it's not already laid out. Every time we make a choice and take an action, it's a ripple effect, like throwing that pebble in the pond. I always tell people, all you have to do is throw your pebble in the pond. Then opportunities start showing up that you can say yes or no to. And so you won't know what it's going to be like even a year from now. You just have to start, and you have control at all times over how fast or how slow to go. Because the biggest payoff, other than your desire to help people and be out in the world living your purpose, is you create a vision first of the life you want to live, and then every step of the way you create your business to support and sustain that life, and then it can change with you at every stage and season of your life.
Awesome. I love that. I heard three really great things in there. One, I love the difference between the ledge leaper and the baby stepper. One of my favorite movies, comedies, and I talk about this often, is What About Bob with Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but you know, baby steps, Bob, baby steps, baby steps. And I use that example all the time that, you know, we all expect these great changes to happen. And we often do leap in. Maybe you're just a courageous person and you're not afraid to leap in. But sometimes it's baby steps that you need. I know for me, I mentioned earlier in the show when we were talking, I think before the break, I'm kind of a cart before the horse guy. And I did a lot of things wrong in business. Because I was a cart before the horse guy, because I was a ledge leaper before really being ready, right? And jumping off that ledge, I was always breaking something, right? Because I wasn't ready. Yeah. I never knew what was there. And my business coach said, Mike, we got to slow you down. We got to get you taking some baby steps. We got to take you one thing at a time so that we can get clarity. Because, see, I was a ledge jumper or ledge leaper because I didn't have clarity, and that scared me. So I went just like, okay, well, I'm not clear. I'm just going to do it. So I love that concept. The other thing I heard in there when I asked, you know, what would you tell those people? You said you would just help them continually remember their why, why they're doing this, why they want it, their passion, their purpose. You would continue to remind them. And then you evolve your answer to, you know, people are always looking for how. And I contend that, look, your why is way more important than your how. If the why is big enough and the why is right and the why is clear, how will present itself. Will you agree with that?
Yes, and I've had to learn that. One of the principles that I teach underlying in my work is leave the hows to the universe, and it helps my clients remember, because the hows will present themselves But again, people will spin in their head and create confusion. I want to build a business. Well, I don't know how. And then they'll just stop and get frozen and paralyzed when they just need the one next step. They can't see the whole path because until they take a step, the next piece won't unfold. And people create confusion around that. And the more I have learned to leave the house to the universe, and we love control, and it is a growing process, and it'll make you uncomfortable. The more we learn to do that, it has been better and better for me because things show up then that I could never have orchestrated myself. I couldn't even create that in my mind that it could happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you just said the third thing again in a different way, is you just have to start. Right, we have listeners out there right now. We have people that will listen to this link later on the podcast, right? And I don't care if you're 22, 62, or anything in between, right? If you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, man, you know what? I could. Or maybe you've thought about it in the past and you've let it go. Or maybe you're younger and you're thinking, you know what? I'm just going to do this for now because it's a means to an end. But, you know, someday I'm going to live that passion. I'm going to create that opportunity for myself with what I really love to do. Stop. Stop and take that first step. You just have to take a step. And that step is to go online, go to intuitivewomenentrepreneurs.com, and take the 7-day mini class. Look, the worst case scenario, you go take the 7-day mini course, and you go back doing what you're doing because it's not for you. Right? It's the worst case. You end up exactly where you're at. But the best case scenario is you get clarity on taking your passion and turning it into a profitable, thriving business. Why wouldn't you take that step for free, people? I know I would. Right? So, Michelle, for the listeners, and put this into your own, I'm not going to lead this with a really good question. What do the listeners need to do now?
They need to realize, I really challenge people to get really honest, what I call taking honest inventory. And if you're in confusion, it's serving you in some way because there's always a way forward from wherever you're standing now. There's either something you need to know. So take a workshop, get a mini course, go to my website, get the 7-day course. There's something you need to know. Find a mentor, ask somebody, read a book, or it's your inner work, in which case get a coach, get someone to help you with that. But for people to stay stuck in confusion, and people will use that as an excuse, they'll call me every year for several years wanting another free conversation to try to move forward. And that confusion is serving you in some way. So be willing to let go of it long enough and see what happens next.
Just take a step and see what happens next, people. I love it. Michelle, we're running out of time. I'm going to go to commercial break here in just a minute. Then I've got to come on and wrap up the show. You've been absolutely phenomenal. And thank you for sticking around for another 20 minutes. The conversation's been great. And I look forward to connecting with you off the air. I love what you're doing, and I think it's really needed. I'm on your website, and I just want to give you another minute or so opportunity. You know, I've been talking about promoting this free 7-day building mini course for intuitive women, and I think that's, you know, we talked about that in the beginning. That's what you really wanted to focus on, but I'm seeing other things that you do. You do work directly with people. You have, you do one-on-one coaching, different things like that. Do you offer any kind of complimentary coaching session for a first-time person? What other things are you offering?
I do, and you referenced my main website, michellebarr.com. So the other website we've been talking about has some immediate free resources. Michellebarr.com is my main site. I have articles, resources. I have videos. I have all kinds of other resources there, free training calls, things you can get. And I do offer a free strategic vision session, and you'll see that on either website. You'll be able to sign up for that, and we do. We get on the phone, and we talk about your vision and how to get that out of your head and into the world, and I really help you take away some next steps and really see what it is you're wanting to do and help you get clear on that and then how to move forward. I'm really big on getting people into inspired action and helping them move forward. So I do have a lot of resources there at michellebarr.com also. So just start getting those resources and diving into them, and then definitely get on the phone with me and let's talk.
Excellent. You know, for the listeners, Michelle's made this very safe for somebody who might be struggling with that balance of chasing their dream and just living the day-to-day and being a daily doer because that's what you know and that's what's comfortable. She's made it very safe. She'll give you a complimentary coaching session. Go to her website. She's got, if that's not safe enough for you, go to the Intuitive Women, entrepreneurs.com and sign up for her 7-day mini class. It's a name and email address. If that's not safe enough for you, go to her website and just read her blog and check out some of the things she's doing. Watch some of her videos. There's links right at the top of her website to connect with her on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, and YouTube. These are all safe ways for you to start exploring the possibility of living your passion. And then when you're comfortable, reach out. Have that talk with her. When you're comfortable, sign up for that class. But for those who are thinking, and I'm in the words of Michelle Barr, you just have to start. So take that first step. Michelle, thanks for being on the show. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to connect with you offline if that's okay with you. I'd love to talk with you a little bit more, learn more about you, how I might be able to help, how you might be able to help, how we might be able to help each other, whatever. Like my friend Ryan Taft always says, it's never a bad idea for good people to know each other. So
yeah,
that's the
definitely.
Worst. So thanks for being on the show. I'm going to go to commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show.
Thank you so much, Mike. I'll talk to you offline.
Okay. Have a great day.
Bye.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. I'm your Soft Talk guest host, Mike Calderwood. And it's been a really cool show so far. You know, I started off talking about, you know, enjoyment and Tony's gamble program that he talks with you about each week, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And I was talking about enjoyment and finding that balance in life and not letting passions and things that you really enjoy go to the wayside so you can continue to push forward in another area of your life, and just finding that balance. And Michelle, our guest today, very gracious guest to spend that much time with me. I don't even like spending that much time with me, so good for her. Hopefully she'll be okay. She might need a little counseling afterwards, but we'll all be okay. But what a great business model she has that fits right in with that enjoyment. And it's her business model is to help you find what you're fully, truly passionate about in life. What is your purpose? What is your calling? Why are you here on earth? And what impact are you going to have on the world? And we can all look at that and go, yeah, that's kind of cool. I'm really, you know, God gave me these gifts and talents for, you know, X, Y, and Z. But, you know, I do this over here because that's what I do. And we sit and it kind of haunts us, right? And it calls and it taps on our shoulder that, man, we could be doing something a little bit more, something a little bit different. But hold on a second. How are we going to make money at that? How are we going to take this passion, this idea, this dream and make money at it? I mean, I can just go to college, get a degree, and go get a job, right? And we make money. But is that really what you want to do? And maybe it is, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I have an accountant. He's a great accountant. I'm glad he's an accountant, right? But what about that passion? What about that? The few people out there that want to go a different direction? Michelle's going to help you. You know, Michelle, after talking with her for 40 minutes, speaks an amazing language of success, but on a much deeper level. You know, when I think about what I do for people and coaching them, it's kind of the nuts and bolts. It's, look, if you want to profit, here's what you need to do. Here's where your business is broken and what you need to fix. But see, Michelle's taking you from the very core of who you are and why you exist and helping you visualize and realize that so that you can live a life of abundance, a life of fulfillment, by realizing your passion. And I don't think there's a better way to go through life than being able to pop up every Monday morning with excitement and passion for what you do, because you're living a dream. You're fulfilling the gifts that God gave you. And you're making the world a better place. And at the same time, you're monetizing it. What better way to go? So, again, you know, Tony's program, Growth, Accountability, Marketing, Belief, Leverage, and Enjoyment. You can learn about that at TonyGambone.com and learn more about his program, what he's doing to help people as well. So, again, great guest today, Michelle Barr. Go to IntuitiveWomenEntrepreneurs.com. Make sure you get over to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com. If you're like me, I wanted to be a rock star when I was a kid, right? So I found out I wasn't really talented, but I was like kind of having my own little stage, so to speak. So this radio stuff is my little stage, right? It's my little way of being a rock star. But what Tony and his wife, Wendy, are really passionate about is helping people take their message, whatever it might be, and share it with the world. So that if it's a business, if it's, you know, personal branding, whatever it is, you gain growth and visibility. Go over to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com and find out how you can be your own radio host. Take a look. If you're not ready to be your own radio host, cool. Go over there, check out the list of shows that they have, and become a guest on some of the shows. And Tony will get you on. He'll get you talking with some of the expert radio hosts that he has, and help you gain growth and visibility. There's a lot of ways to get involved. You can sponsor shows, you can be a guest on your show, or you can start your own show. Again, TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com. Guys, that's it for today. I've had a really good time standing in for Tony. Again, not as tough talk as Tony. You got to come back next week, 9 a.m., for the real Tony Gambone and get the real tough talk the real way. But I had fun improvising. I had fun filling in. I appreciate you sticking with me through the show. I appreciate the guests coming on. So until next week for another episode of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, everybody have a great week. Live boldly, energetically, bring your authenticity, have fun, and go rock somebody's world.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.tufftalkradionetwork.com.